Thank you. taste of our green apple. When you see down and see that, and see that, and every land of that.
And the Symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. For I have sworn before you and Almighty God the same solemn oath our forebears prescribed nearly a century and three quarters ago. The world is very different now, for man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet the same revolutionary belief for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. We dare not forget today that we are the heirs of that first revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike, that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed, and to which we are committed today, at home and around the world. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay in Christ. Because it is right. If a free society cannot help the many who are poor, it cannot save the few who are rich. To our sister republics south of our border, we offer a special pledge to convert our good words into good deeds. in a new alliance of progress to assist free men and free governments in casting off the chains of poverty. But this peaceful revolution of hope cannot become the prey of hostile powers. Let all our nations know that we shall join with them to oppose aggression or subversion anywhere.
Louis, I need your help. I know you just got back from the Soviet Union where you met with Premier Kosygin.
Oh yeah, Pops, that cat really plays a mean balalaika.
Yes, well, Louis, I'm having a lot of problems with the Premier, and I've completely lost my patience. I'm demanding a decision from him. And now, would you ask Molly to get him on the overseas line for me, please?
My pleasure. Hello? Molly? This is Louis. Molly, would you get Premier Kosygin of the Soviet Union on the phone, if you please? I'll wait. Stop the big
Radio gra, a kasa słucha.
Państwo także słuchają.
A co to gra?
Radio.
Radio gra, a kasa słucha.
Państwo także słuchają.
Turn it off, honey.
All right, Daddy.
That's the first mistake he's making. You should never address the country when you're on opposite Batman. That's the doorbell. Would you get it, baby?
Uh-huh. Yes?
Good evening, Lindemann. You may not remember me, but my name is Richard Nixon.
Certainly I do. You used to be the enemy. Come in, please, Mr. Nixon. Oh, Daddy, look who's here.
My good friend. Oh, what you did. Sit down.
Thank you, Mr. President, and forgive me for being late. But traffic was heavy from the airport, and I had a lot of trouble getting to the White House.
Gee, you've always had a lot of trouble getting to the White House.
Well, Mr. President, the election is over, and I'm sorry we lost. I guess this has been a pretty disappointing day for you and your birds.
Yes, dear, but one thing is true now. They haven't got LBJ to kick around anymore.
I said that years ago, and it didn't help. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to run again. But I need your help, Mr. President. I don't know where to start.
Well, I'll help you, dear. And I know where you should start. Let me hear how you say Judy, Judy, Judy.
I've seen men look at her before, and they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger. I myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I'm drinking double. I had my pain, I drowned my trouble. I'm drinking doubles. I know what she plans to do, but I don't know where or when. If I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's acting single, I had my pain, I drowned my troubles. My heart is breaking like tiny bubbles. She's acting single, I'm drinking double.
Channel, octave control number 9. Left channel, octave control number 8.
While Cary Grant and his new administration cavort and carry on around the White House pool, the opposition is getting restless. Shush, shush, as we listen in on the secret luncheon.
Gentlemen, I believe a roll call is in order. Bobby Kennedy?
Yes, I'm here.
General Eisenhower?
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Nixon?
Here.
Control number 7.
Mr. Buckley?
That's William Buckley, Jr. of Yale. And I'm here.
And Senator Dirksen?
Mr. President, may I take this opportunity to address myself to the issues...
He's here. Now, that's everything. Now, gentlemen, this nonpartisan secret meeting has been called to see what we can do to see that Cary Grant and all those actors don't get reelected. Now, before we order lunch, who has an idea on how we can fight the Cary Grant administration?
Why don't we do a television special? We'll all appear on it.
Forgive me, Mr. Nixon, but what are you doing?
Well, if we're gonna do a television special, I figured I'd better start shaving right now.
The Dick, please, you're interrupting.
Well, let's move ahead, gentlemen. Now, Mr. Eisenhower, what night of the week do you think we should do our show?
Yeah, it would seem to me. That is, I would think that there was a commitment when I first started as a cadet. I would believe it's I don't know.
All right, it's decided. We'll do the television show. But first, I think we should all get together and set up our own political organization. And we'll call it the Minority Assemblage for Independent Americans. Or, as it will be popularly known, the MAFIA. Now, the first thing we must do is change the name of this organization.
Thank you.
Control number one.